Good morning, Carly and Seamus, right across the far north. Now, Carly, you have been duped.
Well, I'm not sure yet. It's one of those is it too good to be true situations. So over the weekend, I wanted to make some curried sausages. Mm-hmm. So one of the ingredients is potatoes. And I noticed a brand new type of potato at the Woolies veggie section, and that is Spudlight potatoes, 25% less carbs.
Hot potato, hot potato.
25% less carbs.
That's what this potato brand is claiming. And I was so excited. I bought them, tried them, tasted just like normal potato to me. I actually asked my mates on my Instagram account on an Instagram poll if they thought I'd been taken for a ride. Overwhelmingly, people said yes. This is just a case of false advertising.
My major question here is 25% less than what? Like, what's the other potatoes measurement? I don't think you can do that, but we don't know anything, do we?
We know absolutely nothing, which is why we actually have Emma, who's a local nutritionist from Health Management Dietitians, on the phone. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Now, thank you. When I first called you about this, your first reaction was to laugh.
Yeah, that's true. I think Seamus has pretty much hit the money, you know, 25% less than what?
Yeah, like compared to what are they comparing it to? I'm assuming another bag with more potatoes, 25% less carbs because it's got five less potatoes in it.
Well, Emma, I actually sent you the link for this particular product and it has all the dietary and nutritional information on the website. You actually did your research, you checked it all out. And I think me and every other woman in the far north and some men as well that are being health conscious are dying to know if we can have our potato and eat it too carb-free.
Okay, so I've crunched a little bit of the numbers and I wanted to put it in perspective. So the actual claim is true. They do have that 25% less carbs. So that bit is true.
Yes.
But when you're thinking about having your potato and eating it too, comparing that to a regular potato, so the light potatoes have 208 kilojoules and a regular potato has 235 kilojoules. So the difference would be like cutting off the tiniest little bit of your regular potato or even just peeling the skin off it is the other potato.
Wait,
so it's not a huge difference.
But are they two different types of potato? Are they smaller potatoes? How are you getting less carbs? I don't understand.
So basically it's the way they have grown them essentially. So it's kind of like a mutant potato.
Oh.
Oh God, yeah. That sounds like it's not great. So the claim is true, but as a nutritionist, if you've got one of your clients looking at the light potatoes with less carbs or a normal potato, what would you advise them to have?
Honestly, I'd just stick with the normal potato or what they prefer the taste of, because from a, you know, nutrition point of view, it's not going to make a huge difference. The main time I'd be worried about carbs is if someone had diabetes and we're trying to manage their blood sugar levels. And, you know, regular potatoes are about 13 grams of carbs and these new 25% less carb potatoes are 9 grams. So it doesn't make a huge difference to how I would manage a client. So I'd just go with the potato that you love.
So essentially, it's both. They are less carbs, but at the same time, it's so insignificant that it is a marketing ploy.
Yes, essentially. And, you know, it's not carb-free.
Damn it! Who would have thought a potato that's not carb-free? Well, Emma, thank you so much for pointing out what I was living in denial about.
No worries at all, but enjoy your curried sausages.
Hot potato, hot potato.